Alabama 13 is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onorov, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinarian nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superior private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Comma was strong in hue, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price. I'm from Coosa County, but I was originally born in Birmingham, Alabama. I don't remember which hospital. I think it was Cooper Green. But I spent like 15 years in Coosa County and like about 5 to 6 years in Birmingham. My parents are from Birmingham originally. My mama, she was born in Detroit, but my daddy, he's born and raised from Birmingham. My father and my mother, about 2 to 3 years older than me, and they stayed in Montgomery for about 3 years, and then they moved back to Birmingham when they had me. And my parents, both of them graduated high school. My father, he played football in high school, and my mother, she was in the band. I think she was like a drum major or something. But my father, he had a chance to play college football, but he didn't really have anybody like to talk to him and teach him right from wrong, because his mother passed when he was about 10. So he ended up just taking construction work. And my mother, she graduated high school, and she also her mother also passed when she was real young. I don't know what age she was, but her mother passed, and her father, he married another woman, and that woman, she raised my mother and her other siblings. And I played sports in high school. I went to Coosa County Central Coosa. It's near Ellic City. And I played football and basketball for 4 years. And I won a championship when I was in the 10th grade, and I won another state championship when I was in 11th grade. In my 12th grade year, I hurt my knee when I went to a basketball camp, so I wasn't able to perform the way I wanted to perform so that I could get colleges to look at me in regards to playing college basketball. So I ended up going to Alabama State University my first year of college, and I really didn't like it. So I transferred to Auburn, and I tried out for the basketball team. And I didn't make it in my first tryout, but I tried out the following year, and I made the team. I only played like a half a year because my girlfriend at the time, she had got pregnant with my son. So I quit and I started back working. I worked at Walmart before I started playing, so I just went back there. I worked in produce, and me and my wife, we had a son, and I decided I wanted to join the military. So I did. I joined the Air Force National Guard because I needed the extra money and I needed the benefits so I could support my family, my new family. And I really wanted to play basketball because all my life I loved basketball. I watched every basketball game came on the weekend, weekday, I watched it. And my father, he bought me and my brother a basketball goal and set it out in the yard. But he was kind of mean to us, so when he was setting it up, he wanted us to help. But we were about 8 to 12 at the time, and we really didn't care about nothing but playing. So we weren't serious, so he used to holler at us a lot. I believe he was kind of stressed because he worked two jobs, and my mother, she really didn't work. So I believe he was kind of stressed because he worked like the overnight shift, and then he had to get up in the morning. Well, he had to get off work in the morning and go work at a trailer park. He fixed on trailers. So we didn't really get to spend that much time with my father because he was mainly asleep during the day. And when we got home from school, he was going to work or either sleep. But now that I've grown up and had a chance to talk to my father, like I understood his struggle and I understand what he was going through just to take care of his family. And I respect that. And also, I want to try and do that for my son, but also I want to be there for him and try to give him the things that I didn't have growing up as a child.